This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. So I'm going to be the one to ask, why is there a giant golden llama in this room? Vaughn, can you put the camera on that, please?
Well, that's the llama that was out at the Bottle Rock event.
So this is now a storage room?
I don't understand.
I mean, it's fine. I'll be looking at it all morning, but is it heavy, Vinny?
I didn't make it to Bottle Rock. I'd clunked my head earlier that day and stayed home.
Is that it?
Hooman, you were the one that on video I watched
this?
You bone that thing.
Yes.
Oh, you boned it?
I was climbing on top of it.
His back is fixed. He's boning a llama.
Can you believe it? I didn't pick it up either. I haven't picked it up either. Maybe you should.
I don't know. It's like so not at all what I expected to see when I walked in here.
It's hollow.
Oh.
But very solid.
Get on that.
No, I'm not breaking it.
Oh no,
Michelle
you can't get on that.
Yeah, Michelle has posted about that thing. Like it's something it took her time to acquire.
Oh,
it's important.
But why?
And money.
Oh, and money.
What's the significance of the llama?
Golden
llama.
That's
the new Alice theme.
We're a llama
animal.
Now. She loves llamas. Didn't they give her a llama something for her birthday? Isn't there a whole llama thing?
I don't know.
Does this station have a mascot?
Well, we do now. A giant golden llama.
I thought Hooman was the station mascot.
Hooman, did your position get usurped?
Probably. I mean, that seems to be what's happening right now.
A golden llama has taken over for you. No wonder you humped it.
Is the llama going to go to the ballet now or what?
Are we going to put some wheels on that thing? Let's start rolling that thing around with us. That'd be kind of fun, actually.
Would it?
Wouldn't it?
I don't know. You wouldn't lift it. Some other person.
No,
some other
saying,
sad
you,
sack
you
would.
Put it on. Right. Obviously. You put it on wheels, and you can take it everywhere you want to go.
I don't know.
I don't know what vehicle you could get that into.
I want no part of it. Well, I mean, unless we're going to actually do some stunts with the thing. I mean, push that thing out into the street and see what happens.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, that would be devastating, because you know it just get hit, and that would be
right.
The end of it.
Let's go do some bits with it, or let's move on. You know what
I
always like?
I could break that if I wanted to.
Please,
I'm pretty
but
sure.
But don't, because Michelle apparently will freak out.
Right.
I wasn't. Michelle's one of our promotions staff.
Berg.
The people who.
There was a school in Oregon when I was doing radio there, and it had this giant rock out front of the school. And the whole.
Just a big
just
boulder.
Just a big, giant rock, taller than a human.
Okay.
Okay. And the kids. I guess it was the thing to not vandalize it, but paint it overnight.
Oh.
So the rock became this. There was
almost a billboard for the children's feelings.
Different paint jobs at random times. And I found it super cute. I did. I actually thought it was.
So every day you'd drive by and something
different
would
be. No, I didn't
drive
by. The first time I drove by it, I was headed out the beach way and saw this thing. And it had, I don't even remember what it had written on it. But I was like, I got to write on that thing.
Oh.
It had become my new. And of course, I'm a grown up. And so I'm not a kid. And I'm thinking, I'm going to find myself in trouble. And,
yeah. So did you
Well,
ultimately...
I continued to watch. No, I never got it. But because I ended up moving back here. But. I swear, I
you
watched
never got that.
That
rock.
No, I never did. But it would be neat to put this out front and let that become the vandal target.
How long do you think that thing would last out there? You guys are not. It feels like fiberglass.
Do you
when
think
you,
a,
when you're knocking?
Like, a homeless person would pull it away and try and hawk it?
Yes.
I
well,
bet.
I think
it's
that we
would. It looks like
it,
real gold.
Yeah,
almost.
It looks gold.
Maybe we would secure it somehow to the...
I don't know. I guess that wouldn't work. A rock is... No one was lifting that rock, I'll tell you that right now. So.
Llama. I'm just...
Well, this has to be on the Instagram then, right?
Yeah, we're going to have to Instagram the llama, I guess.
All right.
Well, do you want to kill two birds in one stone? When we do the Instagram for Marcus's 50th, we can throw the llama in there.
Will he understand about the llama? That's the thing, is like the llama is so... Okay. I guess I need to... You know, the thing is, it's looking right at me.
We need to take this out of the studio.
I do feel like it's... Let's see if I can just get past it. It'll be a personal challenge. By the way, I love this time of year, if I could just say, because it's already light outside, and the freaking sunrise was so beautiful this morning. Mm. It was gorgeous. It was like these streaks of pink and lavender just lighting up the sky. It's sort of faded now, but, oh, man. And it's not even nearly the longest day. Isn't that around the 21st of June? Like it's,
it is. That's Let me see.
What is that? The first equinox? What is
summer solstice.
Solstice. That's right. The one.
We only get it for about 2 months a year, but you know, it's actually, it's not broad daylight or anything, but it's at least light out when we get on the air, which feels like a normal job almost.
Almost.
It's almost like we didn't get up in the middle of the night.
When I was at that super fancy wedding in Scotland, it was during the summer solstice, and at 11 p.m. it was still light out. It was pretty
far
cool.
North, yeah.
Very far north.
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah, Vinny, you've been missing the show every morning. We're just like doing prep work, and then she goes... She starts freaking out. She starts running around the lounge area.
Well, there's some different windows that you can get a view from.
What about this window? What about this window?
You have to look around you and see the beauty.
Wow, you know, it's look like, at you go.
It's like stopping to smell a rose. You have to do it.
You guys have no idea who she was when I met her. She walks into the room the first day I'm doing the show with her, and she's like, turn this music off. What the hell is going on here? What is this, a party? I need silence. And I'm like, Jesus, this is the way you do a radio show? My
it's still
God.
Still kind of that way in the morning.
I am still that way
I got
in the morning.
Bob Marley going. All right, let me turn that off. She's like, is that incense? I'm like, stamp.
Oh, my
Sorry.
God.
Sorry.
Are you breathing?
It smells like cigarettes in here. What do you want from me? Jesus.
I do. I guess I'm in such a good mood because I just have things dialed the way I want them now.
Yeah. The first move you do when you come in is you turn down the radio out here.
Oh, yeah. I can't. The problem is I got to read. And it's, you know, and we all have a stack 3 inches tall that we've got 45 minutes to get through. And I just can't be singing along with songs, and I find it really distracting. I just don't like a lot of loud talking. You know, it is 5 a.m.
Well, it sounds like you do like a lot of talking. You're running around checking the sun, the sunrise, and taking photos. Are you Instagramming as well?
I turned off the lights to see if I could get a good shot of the thing this morning. It was so beautiful.
Look, it's a bridge.
It's so pretty.
There's a bridge.
You guys are dicks. You're dicks. Besides, who walks into work and starts burning incense? Oh, my God. I was like,
I'm sorry. The whole building smelled like cigarette smoke.
That, you know what? That building, the DRE building in Philadelphia where Vinny and I first
worked together.
I take it back.
It smelled like somebody's butt, really. I mean, the place was rank.
It was. We actually used to call it we had a name for it. It was like
pocket of smells.
Yeah, it was the pocket of smells building. Like, and the other thing was, the studio was... I don't even know what kind of building it was. It was almost like it was old school or something because we had like 3 classrooms in a row, like from this main hall.
It was truly from an old school movie. Like I you know, if you go to the East Coast, people from here don't really understand. Stuff's old there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's been there for over 100 years.
Well over, right?
Whereas here in California, most stuff's fairly new.
Right.
So,
and if it's, you know, if it's old, it's just because it made it through like the last earthquake or whatever.
Weird, janky wind windows you wind it and it's going.
Did you guys you guys had a view? What did you have a view of?
Oh, no. View?
No. You said windows.
Well, there were windows everywhere, but there was like a view of a street and a parking lot and like the building next door. It wasn't. But we had these rooms, so it was like you'd walk in and there was like just a long central hall. And we, like the station had, I want to say, 3 rooms off the hall. So you'd be way down the hall in the room where like kind of the programming area was. There was a little studio in there, but the main air studio was at sort of the front of the building. So you had to walk down this hall and then turn into this other schoolroom and go to the very back of that, and that's where the studio was. And you would pass through just the most rank smell, like really different and almost unidentifiable smells. Like this part smelled sort of like rotten food. Then there was a sewage area. Mm. Oh, remember the bathrooms, too, Vinny? You had to walk all the way down to the end of the hall, turn the corner, go down the stairs, and then there were bathrooms.
Good times.
Oh, man. It was such a, like now I think about it, it was so janky.
It was over before it began, though.
It was. Mm. Oh, my God. Almost as soon as you got there, we got fired.
Yeah. They let you use the stairs, though?
Yeah. They let you use the stairs.
There were no elevators in that place. It was, I think it was only two stories. Or three stories, maybe, at the most.
For those of you who don't know, we're not allowed to use the stairs in this building. They're entirely
and
off limits.
And if we ran downstairs in an emergency, I think the bottom door's locked.
No, no. It's open. It's available. I tried it because I was in a rush one day.
So you can't get in those stairs.
You can't come in,
at
but
the
you
bottom.
Can leave.
I see. So you can get into the stairwell, but then the door locks behind you and you're
but
trapped
there.
But
then there's a siren that goes off, so make sure it is an emergency.
Yeah, don't just use it.
Otherwise, they will get you. Because you're on camera.
They'll get you. Yeah.
This camera's
they
everywhere.
Got me. I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to leave the building.
I'm just trying to go. I want to use the stairs. I don't know why. Why are the stairs off limit?
Security reasons? I don't know.
I guess. But I guess people can hide in stairwells and stuff. It just seems like you have to have access to the building in the first place to get into the stairs. Like, are people going to hang out in the stairs and smoke pot? Like, I don't understand why we can't just use the stairs.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes it would be so much faster. Those freaking elevators, they're scary.
They're awful, I
know. You ever get stuck in one of those
elevators? You know what? You know what? Right now I got going with the morning show downstairs, which is actually, unfortunately for her, just her.
You talking about the game?
No. I'm talking about her and I each get the elevator for the other person when we go through.
Yes.
So we'll push both. I push both buttons. Uh-huh. So what I've noticed is she's doing it now too. So I get here and go ding, and it goes boom.
I love that.
And it opens right up. It's like, oh, yep. She's so nice. It's so nice to have someone nice in the building.
It is.
I mean,
it's
I
rare.
Don't want to promote
what's
her.
No.
Nobody
don't promote other people.
You don't know
her name?
Yes, I do. It's DK. I'm telling you, I just don't want to promote her.
That's fine.
God, but
she's nice.
What's wrong with you? She's
she
very
nice.
Nice.
She's
super
very
nice. But we compete. Same with the game.
I love those guys.
It's, they're very nice too. Yeah. But, you know, anyway, yes. DK. Weirdo. I don't know her name.
Well,
since we're talking
that's
about.
That's you. That's not me.
Yeah, it is me.
Since we're talking about that station, one of the other DJs just got engaged there. So congratulations, Dallas.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Congrats, Dallas.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Are you going to the wedding or something?
Yeah. I'm probably going to go.
Oh. What?
Shut up. Are you?
He loves weddings.
Yeah, well, he invited me.
Well, invited you verbally?
I kind of invited myself.
Well, yeah. Right. I was going to say.
You know what?
He loves weddings.
Why do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I just, you know, it's nice to see, and I know the guy, and
you know the guy how well? You been to his house?
No.
You been out with him?
He's one of the production.
What's his middle name?
Oh, you Milton. Don't have to know some.
What's his last name?
Howell.
Howell.
That's not it.
You're making
Dallas
crap up.
Dallas Howell.
What's his bride's name?
Rachel.
Do you know that?
I do, yeah, because I just I met her at Bottle Rock.
Oh, just this weekend.
Is that who you invited yourself in to the wedding for?
Yeah.
So you haven't gotten an invitation.
No,
you know,
I got a
you know they don't. Oh, but that's not.
That doesn't count.
No.
How many verbal invites did you give that you didn't actually send invites to of any for your wedding?
I'm not involved in the process
at all. And by the way, zero. You have to get an invite to go to a wedding.
Well,
you need to really work on him. You need to get down there and be like, well, where's my paper invitation?
Well, he doesn't even have a date. They're a year or two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this isn't something that's already planned.
No. He just popped the question.
Yeah, announced that Bottle Rock.
He proposed to her at Bottle Rock, and then I saw him the next day.
It's the knee-jerk ask that baffles me, though. The, can I come? That baffles me.
He wants to go. He loves weddings. It is kind of weird, because so much goes into a wedding.
Well, I did miss one a couple weeks ago, Big Sur. I told the woman, I go, there's just no way I can do that drive with my back. Ursula, I'm so sorry I missed your wedding, Ursula.
So you have a limit to how far you'll drive now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless I can.
Well, Santa Rosa's far.
Yeah, but it. No.
Or
it's
Napa,
all,
wherever
just,
that
it's
is.
It's just an hour. But right. Big Sur is like 3.5-4 hours each way. That's way further. An hour.
Well, maybe you could
terrible.
Get one of your friends to helicopter you down there.
Yeah, what are you doing? Chris Kelly.
Yeah, tell Chris Hello? You need a pickup. Just get on the top of the building. I think we have a pad up there.
Oh, do we?
I don't know. We're in
Pretty
building.
Sure the traffic helicopter's yeah. up there collecting dust.
I thought they took
since
those
we
away.
Quit traffic, right?
I have no idea.
There's no more traffic helicopters at KCBS, since we're mentioning all the stations in the building.
Let's just run through them all.
We're not trying to do that, okay. actually. I was just trying to
we have a llama, you guys.
Vaguely oh, mention I got a thing going with some lady in the building, and all of a sudden, we're promoting all 105.3.
Well, now we are.
Don't break the knob off.
The game.
Keep going to 97.
Right.
Oh, just keep on.
We live down the
llama.
Road.
Let's
right.
get this llama out of here. Yeah.
Llama. The llama is like this is a cursed llama. It's like,
llama. Is the llama a curse?
I don't know yet. We'll find out. We'll see how today's show goes. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The llama's here and Yuzi isn't. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Yuzi has some kind of face rash.
Yikes!
That she wrote us about.
You mentioned it on air. That was.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say
that. Well,
who wants to?
Should we dump that?
Would you want someone to say that?
You know, I wouldn't care, but maybe
yes,
she will.
Yes, you would.
Would I? What am I going to do? Like, I would tell
you're
you.
Hide
I didn't come in because I had a giant face rash.
Oh my god!
You're unbelievable.
Look, she'll be fine. She'll be back to her pretty self once the rash clears up. Too late now. I guess I'm going to embrace it.
You're a bad, bad
well,
woman.
What was I supposed to say? I'm not. Oh, my God. You think so little of me.
No,
oh.
I don't. But you just tripped and fell.
What's she going to do? Beat me up? That's not allowed.
That's true. It isn't allowed.
It's not.
Oh, well. All right. So
she
that's
doesn't always
out there.
Do the things that, well, you know, look, people get face rashes. I don't know how, but... There it is. So,
Hooman, you want to comment on?
Yeah, Hooman, do you want to add your 2 cents?
I didn't know anything about it until Sarah texted me this morning.
Well, she wrote to me, Vinny, and our boss, and I went, I wonder if she told... I said, you know what, I'm just going to, just in case, I'm going to text Hooman and Bryn. And thank goodness Hooman's here today, because otherwise, Bryn, it would have been all you.
Yeah, I was like, nobody tells me anything.
I know, you poor thing.
Well, she didn't send it till this morning, right?
No, but she didn't send it to these guys at all.
Oh, okay.
So well, that would have been...
I think she was trying to keep the rash on the down, you know.
Oh, well, she could have said, I'm not going to be there.
Right. That's true.
You know, heads up, everybody. That's a wacky day.
Right. Well, we had some good interns. They seemed to have everything ready.
And we have a new intern.
Riley.
Today. I know his name's Riley. I'll never forget that.
I know.
That'll be good.
Oh, right. How is your boy?
He's good. He's in Austin right now. Yeah, doing his orientation.
Wait,
for...
so he went down to Irvine to catch a plane?
Yes,
what
basically.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just let him catch a plane from here and go down there?
Because he's going to be in Irvine for at least a week anyway, because he starts the internship with the, like, I don't know, his team leader or whatever's
Does
down there.
So he's staying in the apartment you got him?
For now, yeah.
Oh, I see.
So,
well,
which...
That works out.
Well, it would have worked out better if we'd known and we could have just got him a hotel for a few days.
Sure.
You know?
Well, you guys pricey. Can go vacation.
Yeah, oh, my God. We might have to. Like, someone's going to use that apartment. We're paying through the nose for it. Or he is, I should say, because it's part of his housing stipend thing that he is getting. But anyway, so yes, he's in Austin. But his birthday, he's turning 20 years old this weekend.
Just for the record, no one has ever in their life said, I'm going on vacation to Irvine.
No. I you know what? You're right.
It's just tract homes. It's tract homes and strip malls.
They were walking,
and I grew up there. I'm not trying to, you know, anyone who's there, like,
sure.
Good on you.
It looks lovely, though. They
it's
walked
fine.
Around UC Irvine.
It's a fine little town.
Beautiful campus.
I want to tell you the 4 best things of Irvine. You tell me if they're good.
Okay.
Crystal Cove State Park.
Crystal Cove's cool. But
what,
it's not
what's
really,
all
I don't think that's Irvine, is it?
Well, I'm just looking at... Best things to do in Irvine.
Leave and go to Crystal Cove. Okay.
How about Orange County Great Park?
No, I don't know.
You know that one? How about The Wedge?
What's The Wedge?
The Wedge is Newport Beach. It's a surf spot. Well, it's actually, they surf there now, but it's...
So basically, these are things you go, if you're staying in Irvine,
no,
you can make trips to these places
outside
Berlin.
The Wedge Berlin. Is Newport Park. Beach, and Crystal Cove is not Irvine either. Go on. What's the next one?
Balboa Pier.
That's not Irvine. That's Newport, too.
Those are all places you can go to easily from Irvine.
Is it? Okay.
Well, so that's where I grew up surfing is Newport Beach. It's close, but it's not Irvine. It's right. not even It's a 15-minute drive.
Have you been to the Irvine Museum?
Oh, the Irvine Museum?
No, it did not exist when I was...
That might be in Newport Beach, too.
Yeah.
You have to leave to go to... We got the Irvine Museum over here.
It's funny that Vinny's just said it's all track houses and strip malls, because there is this one site that's saying the very best place in Irvine is a strip mall called the Irvine Spectrum Center.
That wasn't there when I lived there, but
boy,
that's
you had a Wendy's though right outside your window.
I did.
That's nice. Yeah,
I did. Anyway,
I'm gonna go to that Wendy's if I go down there and visit.
No, you are.
Yeah, and I'm gonna look up at the track housing windows and be like, one of those was Vinny's.
Oh, you'll know.
I'll FaceTime you from there. And be like, which one was your window?
Yeah,
I need to know
to tell you.
Didn't your brother like take the screen out to get into your room through the window or something?
That was at a different house.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's one of the... Him and I had some issues. Yeah. We're good now.
Well, he took your stuff.
It's all worked out.
It's not right.
In the end.
You know? That was your weed. What's he doing in your room getting your weed for?
I'll tell you, my experience with that was this. When people are stealing from you and they're good at denying it, you start to go crazy.
Right.
You truly go crazy because you're starting to think, did I have it?
Right.
Did I hide it somewhere else? What is going on here?
Right.
And then you start going, I got to make better notes of what I got.
Maybe I was so stoned I actually hit it in his room.
I'm starting to freak out because this kid, under even threat of violence, is not buckling.
Right.
He's just like, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to punch your nose. Go ahead.
You'll be punching the wrong person because I didn't steal your stuff.
I can't believe he's holding his denial like this.
But after denies it enough times, like, and you know it's them, don't you just start to not believe anything
they
say?
Well, that's it. It creates real problems in the relationship. But at first, I'm telling you, I started to go crazy. Like, I'm missing money. I'm missing weed.
Yeah.
I don't know how this person's getting into the house. I had this locked desk. And I was locking stuff in the desk. I didn't realize he'd unscrewed all the pieces that kept the desk top on. So one day I push on the thing and the whole desk goes, ree! And I realized he's just lifting the top up and getting into that drawer that I thought everything was so safely. Like, what the?
Oh my God.
I'm so.
That's genius.
Stupid.
You're not stupid.
How?
He's just very smart.
He's just very smart. That guy is crafty.
Done.
That is actually, you know what? Jan. Wow.
Jan.
He might deserve Jan.
Do you think he did this because he was just mad at you?
No, he wanted his weed and his money.
For not being the older brother that
he should have.
Well, maybe there was something going on there that way, but I also think that he just was like,
need weed.
Can get
money.
Away with this. He's not nearly as smart as I am. Let me prove it. How did we get to 6:10?
Oh my God, KLLCK. Yeah, I'm gonna play a song. KLLCK, HD1, San Francisco. That was super legal. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of reserved seats to the advanced screening of Late Night starring Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling on June 5th at the Metreon. Call now, Hooman. Can't wait to take your call. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.